All he needs is one other guy who was at the scene to say he heard what I heard. The judge has long arms and deep pockets. I'm guessing I'm not the only one receiving his outreach.
Shit,
Dee Dee said heavily.
I have a deadline. 5 o'clock tomorrow,
Bobby said quietly.
I can lie about Catherine and watch my legal troubles go away. Or I can tell the truth, in which case the judge will seek to bury me.
Dee Dee squeezed her eyes shut.
Politics and murder. Great, great, great.
She opened her eyes.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
He was honestly offended.
You shouldn't have to ask.
I didn't mean it that way.
The hell you didn't.
Bobby.
We were friends once. I still remember it, Dee Dee. Do you?
She didn't answer right away, which was answer enough. Bobby pushed away from the wall.
Investigate how you need to investigate, Dee Dee. But if you want my 2 cents, Tony Rocco and Prudence Walker are both dead for the same reason.
Because they knew Catherine Gagnon?
Because they were allies of Catherine Gagnon. I spoke to Dr. Rocco the day he died. He fervently believed Catherine wasn't harming Nathan. Catherine trusted him as Nathan's doctor, just as she trusted Prudence to help with Nathan. Now she has no one.
She has a father, Dee Dee pointed out.
Really? I'd send a few patrol cars in his direction. Maybe he's next.
To be attacked by a knife-wielding butcher, or to mysteriously hang himself? Come on, Bobby. The M.O.s don't even match.
He's isolating her.
He's a well-respected judge who doesn't need to resort to murder. By your own admission, he's got money, influence, and an intimate knowledge of the legal system. Face it, Bobby. If Judge Gagnon wants custody of his grandson, he's going to end up with custody of his grandson. He sure as hell doesn't need to resort to murder.
5 o'clock deadline,
Bobby said.
The judge wants me testifying tomorrow, and he obviously prefers possession of his grandkid tonight. The judge is in a hurry.
He grimaced.
I wonder what's up.